What can you use your intention to great success? Astuteness. How does a human animal develop astuteness? Astuteness, acute in perception and sound in judgment. Astuteness is a word that expresses to what degree what one sees is actually what one thinks one sees. Incoming information needs to be interpreted by the brain so the action can be a good match to what is happening. So you identify what you see accurately. The average accuracy, the average astuteness on the planet is 1%. Even people who are very accurate in one area can be pitiful in others. Bill Gates may be very astute when it comes to evaluating Windows software programs, but not so astute, maybe not astute at all, when it comes to diseases, manufactured or natural, and how to deal with them. The more areas you are astute and the more astute you are, the higher your astuteness number. You can see that the normal number, the mean number is 1%. That means that the masses of humanity are not astute in any areas at all. I have been working on increasing my astuteness. Meaning, astuteness is not an innate ability. Astuteness is learned. You can have a perfectly good brain, and have no astuteness, whatsoever. Just like you can have musical talent and be a pitiful musician. The world is full of talented, brilliant failures. Humans need to learn and develop everything. Every single thing. So I am still working on increasing my astuteness in identifying feelings. Tactile, bodily feelings. Identifying what they are representing, inside or outside. I am at 30% of what's possible. Also increasing my astuteness in playing cards. I am at 10% of what's possible. Intentional practice, intending to become more accurate seems to be the secret. Looking first, with intention to see. Intention to see patterns. Intention to see openings. And also intention for the third eye, aka the subconscious, to direct me. I have learned through learning to photoread that the subconscious, or other than conscious brain, sees a lot more than I can consciously see. When I don't intend for the other than conscious brain to inform me, it won't. Or if it does, I can't hear it. The message can't be delivered if there is no intention to receive it. Casual looking means there is no intention to see. Intention to see is one of the secrets. But even when you see but you can't interpret what you see accurately, it won't be useful. And to interpret accurately you need a ton of practice. By ton I mean, incredible amount of intentional looking and seeing. Thousands of hours. Human arrogance whispers to you that you can see. And maybe you can. But do you know what you see? You don't. You need to learn it. Important. And your decisions don't come from what you see, they come from your interpretation. And if you are mistaken 99% of the time, maybe more, your results will be very poor. In most everything. Humans have stopped getting information from what they see, hear, feel, and now all the information they have is tree of knowledge, from other people. And given that the truth value of all the published information averages at less than 10%, and you can only absorb and use 10% of that, it is no wonder that humanity as a whole is completely and utterly clueless and mistaken about everything. So what can you do? First, you need to accept that what I am saying is true. If you are resisting it, if you think I am wrong, then I can't help you. You can only start where you are. But if you think you are somewhere else, everything you'll do will be, by necessity, a wrong step. This first step already disqualifies 90% of the people who read this article. The second step is, pick something, an area, where you'll focus your learning. Learning to see, learning to interpret accurately. One of my students needs to eat only plants. So her area where she most frequently needs to look is the area of plants, the grocery store, and the preparing the many different food items she can use. But they can be genetically modified, and she needs to muscle test for that. And she needs to learn what spices or what combinations make for an enjoyable meal. Hundreds of opportunities to be wrong. Another person has already picked chess. He could have picked music. A third person could pick facial muscles and the expression other people see, the attitude they experience while moving facial muscles in a certain way. The area has to be something you maybe need to get better at. And hopefully where you also enjoy hanging out. I don't do anything I don't enjoy doing. So why should you? Most people do best focusing on one area, so the energy you invest can produce some movement. Instead of what people habitually do, disperse their energy so it can make no difference. One of my students is a 67-step coaching client. She listens to a step, and then she does her thinking, does her looking in a written report to me. She maps what she hears onto her own life, onto what she sees other people do. In essence, she finds all the matches and all the accurate interpretations that she can find. Doing the program the way she has been doing it is an enjoyable way to learn to see the world accurately as well. Her accuracy is growing, even if she doesn't see it yet. It is not easy to see. The growth is very gradual. Another client may need to use and practice intention to look, see, and interpret accurately, with her own inner dynamic. To notice her resistance to everything, as if everything were an imposition. And see that hardly anything is an imposition, or proof that she doesn't deserve, so she has been inaccurate in her interpretations. You'll experience that it is true, for you everything is the same as everything else, except not always. It's not worth grieving about it. Grief uses a lot of energy you could use for better purposes. An area where I used to be exactly like that was reading people. I considered myself the yardstick, and because I was learned, well-read, well-meaning, and straight to the point of being blunt. I saw myself in everyone, and of course I was used, abused, robbed, trashed, etc. all the time. It is also my soul correction. I didn't know I was an empath, so I thought that the feelings I felt were mine. That was an important distinction to make. Can I feel what someone else was up to and know that it's theirs? In the summer of 1970, my mother bought me a 2-week trip to the Soviet Union. I met my first American person there. I met a group of students whose grandparents escaped the persistent pogroms against Jews in the Ukraine, the most anti-Semitic country on earth. Hungary is the second. Their groups and my group's itinerary overlapped, so I had a chance to spend a lot of time with them. More than with my Hungarian group. This was at the height of the Vietnam War, so in Sochi we were beaten up because the American students didn't want to demonstrate against their own country. Beaten. Next we were beaten in Kiev. At a synagogue. It was an interesting trip. I learned a lot about the world. When the Americans came to Budapest, my family invited them for tea. Looking back, we served what was the fanciest we could go with our budget. I worked for many hours preparing the food. They didn't touch any of it. I had no idea what Americans eat, and offered them pretty much the only things they would not eat, vegetables. So yeah, clueless is all over the place. What is great for one is horrible for another. In food, in politics, in everything. You learn to turn on your intention by flipping the switch. This way you direct the energy of the higher self. And then, instead of just going through the motions of living, you learn to look, to see, and to interpret accurately. Astuteness. It is my experience that people think that they see everything, hear everything. But when I muscle test how much of what they heard/saw, I get, on average, 1%. Yesterday I listened to a one-time my teacher dude. He talked on a webinar. For about 45 minutes. He talked about intention. He talked about intention the way a normal human talks, interprets intention, and yet even on that ordinary level, his intention makes him an extraordinary human. And his results extraordinary. In business. I tracked his listeners, and none of them zeroed in on intention, as the key to his extraordinary results. Without intention you may have focus, but focus is not the same thing. Learn activating your intention, activate it as often as you can, and watch your results soar. Ratchet up your results in life with intention. Don't forget, ratcheting is the building on the top of previous results, the only way to build high enough. Ratcheting, cause something to rise or fall as a step in a steady and irreversible process. And of course that is the process of success. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Ratcheting towards that worthy ideal. Most people start all over, the opposite of ratcheting, every single day. Always building the first floor, only to destroy it overnight. Success leaves traces. But most people blur the traces. So they can be off the hook. Tish tush equals blurring.